This is KVPR. I'm David Alse. Welcome to Young Artist Spotlight. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible by the generous support of the Bonner Family Foundation. And this season, we're going to the concert halls to showcase the Valley's finest large music ensembles, groups we can't fit into our studios. Tonight, we'll hear Youth Orchestras of Fresno from their Winter Magic Concert, recorded December 3rd, 2023 at Paul Chagoyan Concert Hall in Fresno. Youth Orchestras of Fresno are led by Executive Director Dr. Catherine Marchese and Musical Director Dr. Thomas Lowenheim. We open with Antonin Dvorak's Carnival Overture, Opus 92. Written in 1891, this work is part of Nature, Life, and Love trilogy of overtures, forming the second part, Life. The other two parts are In Nature's Realm, Opus 91, and Otello, Opus 93. Let's listen now as Dr. Thomas Lowenheim conducts the Youth Orchestras of Fresno in their performance of Antonin Dvorak's Carnival Overture from a concert recorded December 3rd, 2023 at Paul Chagoyan Concert Hall in Fresno. Thank you. From a concert recorded December 3rd, 2023 at Paul Chagoyan Concert Hall in Fresno, that was Youth Orchestras of Fresno, led by Dr. Thomas Loewenheim in a performance of Antonin Dvorak's Carnival Overture. You're listening to Young Artist Spotlight on KVPR. I'm David Alves. Our program continues with another performance from that same Winter Magic concert in December of 2023. Dr. Thomas Loewenheim leads Youth Orchestras of Fresno in Beethoven's Symphony No. 5.
Thank you.
That was the Youth Orchestras of Fresno, conducted by Dr. Thomas Loewenheim in a performance of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 from their Winter Magic Concert, recorded December 3rd, 2023 at Paul Segoin Concert Hall in Fresno. Thank you to Youth Orchestras of Fresno Executive Director Dr. Catherine Marchese and to Music Director Dr. Thomas Loewenheim. Thanks also to all the Youth Orchestras of Fresno student performers and their coaches and mentors for sharing their artistry and passion. And above all, our endless thanks to Kay Bonner and the Bonner Family Foundation, whose generosity makes this program possible. For KVPR, I'm David Ouse.